Question is, shall committee substitute for House Joint Resolution 70 resources pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? The clerk lock the roll. Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Would the clerk tally the board?
34 yeas, no nays.
Committee substitute for House Joint Resolution 70 resources has passed the House. Representative Menard.
Mr. Speaker, can we revert up the calendar to the introduction of guests?
Are there any objections? Hearing no objections.
I wasn't going to introduce her, Mr. Speaker, because I had already this year, but she looks so lonely in Gallery A. Would you please help me welcome my wife, Linda?
I think you're going to have to answer for that later. Okay. Are there any further guests for introduction? Okay, this brings us to the bottom of the calendar with a citation or two. Mr. Majority Leader?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Speaker. We have two citations today. One of them is a special order. I'll take the one that is not versed. I move and ask unanimous consent that the House adopt the citation honoring Reynold Macy Denny, Sr.
Are there any objection to the citation on today's calendar? Hearing none, that citation has been adopted. Mr. Majority Leader?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that we take up as a special order at this time the citation honoring Roger Nordlum.
Any objection to special orders? Hearing none, proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the House adopt the citation honoring Roger Nordlum.
Any objection to the adoption of the citation? Hearing none, the citation has been adopted. This brings us down to unfinished business. Is there any unfinished business to come before this body? Mr. Majority Leader, Representative Schultz.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd just like to bring up my consideration now of House Bill 459.
Okay. Reconsideration has been brought up on House Bill 459. Representative Schultz.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I did yesterday. I had some questions, and the commissioner from DEC, Dennis Kelso, did write me a letter of pertaining to some of the sewage problems, et cetera, that I was concerned about over in the Denali Park area and in the Glen Allen area, and it satisfied most of the concerns that I have. However, I just wanted to make a point that there's another particular point in the legislation that I'm going to ask for some clarification on, and I certainly don't want to hold the legislation up, nor am I going to try to. But where it refers to on page 5 of the particular piece of legislation, it refers to landfills. And in the district, we have had, in my district, we've had many landfills closed, and rightfully so. But at the same time, DEC, BLM, Division of Forestry, DOT, et cetera, they have not, in fact, given the people any alternatives to this. As a result of that, many of the people have had to take their trash, maybe 40, in some cases up to 100 miles, to an appropriate landfill. And I just as I walked in today, I received this particular letter to show you. This may sound like a joke, but it is serious. The people at Tulsona have organized themselves into a nonprofit corporation, and they've asked for some dollars, and it's called the Garbage Gazette. These people had to travel approximately 40 miles to dump their trash. Anyway, it says, be rejoiced because our $13,870 arrived. They asked for some funds to get a landfill going. One of the fringe benefits that they go on to say in here of belonging to the Tulsona Community Corporation and being part of this garbage gazette, in addition to getting the paper, you can also go to the dump and scrounge around and pick up things. Only those people that live there can do that, though. So you can go to the dump and you can scrounge around, and you can actually take more away from the dump than you brought in originally. So they point some of these things out, but this very seriously was a big problem over in the area. And we got the same thing along the highways where we have Chistochina, Mentasta, and those communities that if we, in fact, we don't have an approved landfill at this point in time, and if you've got citizens going up there and they're dumping batteries, tires, oil, things of this nature, with this law, the way it is written, each person that utilizes that landfill could be cited and be held liable for any hazardous material that may drain into a, for example, at Mentasta into the Salina River or whatever. And we have been seeking funds to try to get approved landfills in these areas. So I'm just trying to say that this is a big concern to us, and we do want approved landfills, but we do not want the citizens that may be putting batteries or whatever, or oil, or in the unapproved sites right now, cited until at least DEC has come up with an alternative landfill for them to properly utilize. So with that, I just want to just let people know that it is a major concern.
Okay, the bill is before us in third reading and under debate. Ready for the question. The question is, shall committee substitute for House Bill 459 resources pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Would the clerk lock the roll? Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Would the clerk tally the board?
30 yeas, 4 nays.
Committee substitute for House Bill 459 resources has passed the House on reconsideration. Under unfinished business, Mr. Majority Leader.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Speaker. There are two matters of unfinished business. First, there is another bill that's available for reconsideration today, and that is House Bill 547, which is an act relating to the investment and management of certain state funds and providing for an effective date. I move and ask unanimous consent that the bill be held over for reconsideration until next Monday.
Are there any objections? Hearing no objections, the reconsideration on House Bill 547 will be available on Monday. Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. There's another matter of unfinished business, and that there are several requests for excused absence. I move and ask unanimous consent that the following members be excused from the call of the House as indicated. Representative Miller requests an extension of his previously granted excused absence from yesterday, Wednesday, April 13 at 6:35 p.m. through plain time, Sunday, April 17, and Representative Hoffman from 6 a.m. tomorrow, Friday, April 15, until after session, April 15.
Are there any objections? Hearing no objections, those members listed off by the Majority Leader are excused from the call of the House. Representative Pettyjohn.
Mr. Speaker, I give notice of reconsideration of my vote on Senate Bill 51.
Notice of reconsideration has been given on Senate Bill 51. Mr. Majority Leader, would the House stand it? Will the House come back to order? Before the at ease, we were under unfinished business. Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the reconsideration that the Minority Leader, I believe, just gave on Senate Bill 51 also be held over until next Monday.
Are there any objections? Hearing none, the reconsideration that was called upon Senate Bill 51 will also be available on Monday. Under unfinished business, I have House Joint Resolution 67 proposing an amendment to the Constitution of the State of Alaska relating to legislative confirmation of board members of public corporations of the state. At this time, I'd like to refer that bill back to Judiciary. Any further unfinished business? announcements of standing committees or special committees? Representative Donnelly.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, due to time constraints, the Labor and Commerce Committee will not be taking up House Bill 476 or House Bill 477 today, and they'll be rescheduled.
Representative Brochot.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Once again, due to the scheduling of the caucus this afternoon, the subcommittee on the legislature's budget is going to have to reschedule. We will be holding that meeting on various components of the legislature's budget tonight, 7 p.m. in the Butrovich room. And Mr. Speaker, if I might, while I'm on my feet, move to general announcements. As most people know, tomorrow is the deadline for income tax returns, but it is also the deadline for the ATOC conflict of interest statements by all members of the body. I would remind them of that. I would also, I hesitate to say this, I know this is just another piece of bad news, but in our meeting in the ethics of the ethics committee this morning, we did take some testimony by a member of the APOC, and there was an item that came up that, frankly, in my own case, I have not been disclosing this on my April 15 disclosure form. And if I might, if I could just read a couple sentences from the APOC confirming our discussion of this morning. Under a regulation has been in effect since January 26, 1986, and requires the disclosure of the transfer of funds from a political campaign for either personal or professional use, the disclosure of donation of funds, goods, and services of more than $100 in value for either personal or professional use, and the disclosure of loans greater than $500 for office expenses. Donations of transportation, whether for personal or professional use, are required to be reported on the conflict of interest statement as a source of income. This would include, for example, or is construed to include trips to Prudhoe Bay that were gifts of transportation were made to accommodate those travels. I think in my own case, I have not thought of those previously as gifts of travel. They certainly exceed $100, and under this interpretation would be required to be filed. Having said that, if you have problems or questions or don't like that interpretation, there will be a public work session held by APOC on the regulations. They're inviting any and all persons to testify on the regulations or suggested changes. They will be in Juneau meeting April 21 and 22 from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. in the Department of Administrative Conference Room. If people have any comments or problems on these regulations, they are encouraged to contact APOC.
Under committee announcements, Representative Springer.
We plan to read House Bill 475, that's House Community Regional Affairs Committee, tomorrow at 3 o'clock if we can get a quorum.
Representative Adams.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Bill number 444 was the supplemental bill was going to be heard this afternoon at 4 p.m. That meeting has been canceled. We'll reschedule for 8 a.m. tomorrow morning in room 17 in the Capitol building. Also, the University Budget Subcommittee of House Finance will have its final University of Alaska Budget Subcommittee meeting tonight following the caucus. And if any member here would like a final run on the university budget, please come to my office. Thank you.
Representative Brown.
The Commerce Subcommittee of House Finance, the meeting is supposed to begin at 5:30 this evening. We will begin upon the adjournment of the Majority Caucus. That may be a little later than 5:30.
Any further committee announcements? Representative Cotton.
Not a committee announcement, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to announce that tonight there's a fundraiser, and it's okay because it's not in the capital city. It's over in Douglas. It's the Celebrity Waiters Dinner. And it's sponsored by the American Lung Association. And if I know that a few members of this body are participating, Representative Phillips, I think Mr. Davis and myself have volunteered to be waiters. If you need tickets, see any one of us. It's for a good cause. And it starts at 6:30, Mike's Place in Douglas.
Any further committee announcements or announcements? Mr. Majority Leader?
Yes, Mr. Speaker. There'll be a majority caucus at 4 o'clock this afternoon.
Any further announcements? Special orders? Mr. Majority Leader?
I move and ask unanimous consent the body stand in adjournment until 10 a.m. tomorrow.
10 a.m. tomorrow.